We say good morning to George Cleveland, the Executive Director of the Gibson Center for Senior Services in North Conway. Hi, George.
Roy, good morning. Nice to hear from you.
Likewise. Good to hear from you, my friend. No stranger to the airwaves. Boy, well, actually, I started 20 years ago now, so you've been at the helm there at the Gibson Center. Yeah, right, huh? Time goes by when you're having fun, that's for sure.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
As we are going to talk a little bit about nonprofit, and people are trying to be as creative as they can these days to keep things going, it seems.
That's right. I mean, short of, you know, putting a money printing machine in the basement, we're doing everything we can.
Well, tell us a little bit about what the Gibson Center is up to.
Well, we've been, since, I guess, oh, Lord, now, March 16th. I can't tell if April went fast or slow.
Yeah, right.
We've been cranking out about 150 meals a day, well over 100 meals on wheels to folks in northern Carroll County, and then we're doing to-go meals outside the back door of the Sprague Dining Room. You can enter in the parking lot with it. The lunches are available to anybody. Giveaway here, and we do that between 11:30 and 12:15 every day. And if you need Meals on Wheels, and you know, either you're ill and don't want to go out, or you just don't want to go out, You can give us a call at 356-3231. We'll get you set up. Or if you have somebody you know who's in that situation, just have them give us a call. It's pretty easy to do.
I understand that you're accepting donations, of course, if people can, for these meals, but also you're offering a good price for other people too.
If you're 60 or better, we ask for a donation, generally around $3. And if you're a youngin and under 60, we ask for $4. And all the meals are prepared here at the Gibson Center. And we've got a split staff going, and so there's somebody switching in the kitchen every day.
That's great. The Gibson Center has been affected as far as fundraising goes. I saw in the Conway Daily Sun today that your Memorial Day weekend craft fair has been canceled for this year. That's a big one,
right,
for you guys.
Roy, that's just the latest. I mean, this is fundraising time, not just for the Gibson Center, but certainly for a lot of people. Things like our Mayfest auction and gala that we were going to have, you know, that we canceled a long time ago. A lot of our Dying to Donate, a lot of our in-house fundraising, pretty much every, you know, if it's an event, it ain't happening.
Right. That's
we're reevaluating all the time, and, you know, we'd love to get the July 4th craft fair done, but, you know, it's just too soon to tell right now. We're just, you know, we're taking our lead from the State Department of Health and Human Services, the Bureau of Elderly and Adult Services, talking regularly with my peers at other senior centers throughout the state. See, you know, well, what are you doing? Well, we're doing this. Oh, well, we'll try that, you know. So just kind of see what's going on. And, you know, stay tuned, you know, right here on the radio, and we'll get the latest out to you.
So as you talk to people out there in the fundraising and nonprofit community, what are people doing to make up?
I can say, you talk to people in the fundraising community, all of them look like they just sucked a lemon.
Yeah.
People are being as creative as they possibly can be. You know, we're doing a lot of, getting a lot of information out online, our online newsletter, and you can check that out at gibsoncenter.org, where you can also make a donation if you'd like to.
Right.
So we're doing things like, you know, getting in sneaky little lines like that whenever we talk to people on the radio. We've got quite a few people have sent us their stimulus checks. We're really, really grateful for that, and we're grateful for anything. As I've always said, there's no such thing as a small check if it has your name on it.
Right.
And, you know, we really need it because it's like every other nonprofit in the universe, you know, we're not making any money.
Right.
But we are, in fact, spending money to do what we do. You know, if whatever happens, if it comes down to it's me and Lisa who cleans the building, making lunches, making peanut butter jelly sandwiches, we'll do it. We'll do it.
How are you finding yourselves at the Gibson Center and some of the other nonprofits around using technology with what's going on?
I think everybody is doing something. We've got several Facebook pages. We've got, you know, the Gibson Facebook page. We've got one for the thrift shop. We've got one for Mount Washington Valley Home Share. So we're trying to keep people as abreast of what's going on as possible through there. The Conway Sun has been running a COVID information page. The Mount Washington Valley Chamber has been putting out updates on, you know, all businesses and nonprofits several times a week. So we're basically using whatever we can find, you know, short of Tinder and Grindr, we're doing it, using everything we can possibly get our hands on.
I have noticed also that there seems to be more of a surge around the country right now to people listening to local radio, and the emails and the texts and the messages we've been getting from those out in our listening community have been really fantastic. And we've been, I think we've really gathered together here as a little company to get the word out about as many nonprofits and such as we can right now, too.
Well, it's something that, you know, that the radio stations here have always done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether rain, sleet, big storms, ice storms, I can't remember when it was, 98 or something, when everybody was out of power
right.
for a long time. And, you know, the only place you could get information was from your local radio. It's, you know, I had a couple of power outages the other day in that windstorm, and I'm going, You know, so you got to keep a battery radio at home, too. You still have to remember to do that. Because you can't say, oh, well, I'll just go online and listen, because if your power goes out and your internet goes down, yeah, that kind of takes care of that. But the other thing is to just make sure that what you know, you can trust what you're going to hear on the radio station. But, you know, other places, everybody has an opinion on everything, and everybody thinks they know exactly what's going to happen, and that isn't always the case. So, you know, when you hear something, just double-check it and just make sure that you're, you know, you're operating on the latest and most factual information you can get your ears on.
Well, George Cleveland from the Gibson Center for Senior Services in North Conway, you, as always, have your great positive attitude. It's infectious. And what can you say to people who are maybe struggling a little bit right now with happiness?
Well, if you're going to have something around right now that's infectious, a little happiness will
yeah.
do it. You know, read something funny, go sing in the mirror, watch something really stupid online if you have access to that. When in doubt, you know, for me, the automatic fallback is always Laurel and Hardy, the Three and the Three Stooges. You know, you really can't go wrong. I mean, I've watched the entire season of Schitt's Creek twice now, just because it makes me laugh. Everything is going to be okay, and we just need to kind of get through this and realize, yeah, life is uncertain, but you know what? Life is uncertain. So we just have to keep going and keep listening to, you know, great music on the radio.
And that is the fact. Thank you, George. Great to talk with you. I hope for the best for you and everybody there at the Gibson Center, and look forward to talking to you face-to-face soon.
Well, Roy, thank you very much. And again, remember that phone number is 356-3231 if you need help with anything, or for more information or to donate, gibsoncenter.org.
All right, George. Take care.
Thanks, Roy. Take care.